Hello, and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrutori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Friday, June 21st, 2024, and we've got an important roundup of news that impacts both businesses and consumers alike. We'll start off with a focus on the insurance world. Just yesterday, we learned of the substantial investments declared in the 2024-25 New South Wales budget aimed at boosting the state's resilience and promoting insurance affordability. Backed by the Minns government, $5.7 billion will be redirected towards disaster prevention, and crucial changes to the emergency services levy should see a reduction in insurance premiums. This budget has been hailed by industry leaders like the Insurance Council of Australia and IAG for the significance it places on security and long-term protection. We stay with financial security, but shift our focus to superannuation, more so the pressing issue of retirement savings. A recent report from Natixis Investment Managers highlights the significant struggles Generation X is facing, trying to save for retirement while combating inflation and debt. A staggering 69% view inflation as a serious hurdle, while 77% are anxious about the effect of public debt on their benefits. The report also underscores the changing dynamic of financial advice, with a noticeable uptick in preference for digital solutions. Moving on to finance, Australian businesses are grappling with surging scheme fees, up by an alarming 43% over the past year. Charged by card networks during transactions, these fees are increasingly overshadowing the 16% growth in card usage. Recognizing the need for investigative and regulatory measures, the Reserve Bank of Australia is considering necessary actions, including defaulting to cheaper networks. However, the mystery surrounding exact fee data persists, as card networks have denied the RBA's requests for transparency. Finally, onto our last segment about the recent developments in the world of cryptocurrencies, specifically here in Australia. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC, is not backpedaling on its regulatory crackdown. Demonstrating this, it has sought to appeal a federal court verdict involving the digital currency exchange BlockEarner. ASIC's actions reiterate the requirement for stringent compliance in financial services and the potentially hefty penalties that ensue from noncompliance. That concludes our news wrap for today. From the team at Financial Services Online, deeply committed to providing the best insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management services. For more details on these stories and a host of others, be sure to visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estrutori, on today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Here's to making financial sense together.